This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome John E. Micah to the show. He is the author of The Autistic Holocaust, The Reason Our Children Keep Getting Sick. John, welcome. How are you?
Good. How are you, Jason? It's good. A pleasure and honor to be here.
Great to have you on the show. Where are you located? Give our listeners a sense of your geography.
Absolutely. I'm in the other end of the country, upstate New York. I'm located within the Finger Lakes region, the bosom of the Finger Lakes region.
Good stuff. When I was a little kid, I lived in Rochester, New York, so not far away. Well, John, tell us, we've done some shows on the vaccination issue, on autism. What is going on here? I mean, why do we see these skyrocketing rates of autism? It seems like the pharmaceutical companies are just almost exempt from accountability in so many ways. You look at the SSRI drugs and the suicide rates, just so many things. Give us some insight here.
Sure. There is a relationship between the pharmaceutical companies and the CDC and the government. And we talk about laws that were enacted. The one thing about this book, it's not a love story or anything like that. It's got my relationship with my son, who's actually was diagnosed with autism at 28 years of age. He slipped through the cracks for a long time, and many people do, by the way. And so, we look at what the government has done, and you go back to what history has done. And you can't find this information without doing a lot of digging. That's exactly what I do. And you go back to, actually, I'll go back in time for a minute. You go back to the 70s, and there were only like 9 vaccine injury lawsuits. Move up a decade or so, and you got 200 a month lawsuits, and that practically crippled the vaccine market. In fact, 3 of the vaccine manufacturers pulled out, and the only one that was left was Literal Laboratories. They exceeded their income, their liabilities to be greater than it cost them to manufacture the vaccine. The government stepped in and created the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act. That was back in 1986. Now, they established the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. What this did was state clearly that you could not sue a vaccine manufacturer if there was injury or death due to the administration of drugs, even if they were done properly. So there's protection in law with the pharmaceutical company right there. And then with the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program, there's a tort system set up, was established to ensure adequate supply of vaccines, stabilize vaccines costs, because the government had to help keep this thing going. So there's 3 organizations, government organizations, that comprise the Autism Omnibus Proceedings. That's the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, U.S. Department of Justice, and U.S. Court of Federal Claims. That's your vaccine court. In fact, the Vaccine Injury Compensation Trust Fund is funded by the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. It compensates vaccine-related injuries or death claims. They are actually funded by the vaccine companies, which pay an exercise tax of 75 cents for like a regular mono-dose vaccination. And trivalent influenza vaccines, for example, measles, mumps, rubella, are charged $2.25. This money goes into a large fund to pay these injured vaccine children and parents. And right now there's over 2,400 million, we're talking billion, over billions of dollars in the fund. There's been paid over 2 point some billion since the inception of the program in 89. You got like 8,750 claims have been dismissed. It's hard to get file a claim, even if it's on a table compensated injury. This program was set up to help children, and the kids aren't.
Let's just back. I want to get the broad view. There's a little too much detail there, and I'm afraid people will get lost in the detail. So when you say claim, do you mean a lawsuit?
Yeah.
Okay. So it's hard to sue pharmaceutical companies. That's your message, right?
Well, you can sue them, but you have to take them. If it's in the case of a vaccine injury now, you have to go through the vaccine court. That was established. You got three special masters who oversee this, and they oversee thousands of cases.
Okay, so we hear all this stuff about, you know, these occasional wacky verdicts in litigation, right? And everybody is running around yelling about, oh my God, we need tort reform. What that really means is a code word to take away the rights of the middle class, mostly, okay? Because the poor, they kind of have some different things that give them access. But the middle class has nothing but go hire a lawyer. And let me tell you how that works. You've already been screwed by the defendant, the would-be defendant in the case, whether it be a business dispute or a pharmaceutical company, wrongful death, wrongful sickness, whatever it is, right? But then the second thing is you're about to be victimized by your own lawyer after that. Okay, that's how the legal system really works. It's a disaster. Okay, and it gets even worse because they keep taking away the rights of potential plaintiffs. And so we have the Arbitration Act. Okay, and arbitration is an epic scam because, number one, it's a secret, private kangaroo court. The American Arbitration Association, in my humble opinion, is a disgusting organization, along with all of those other arbitration companies, because you don't know their verdict record. There's no public record of it. So if you want to do business with someone, you have no way to know if 1,000 people before you have sued them, because there's no record, and there's no record of the verdict. And what you don't know, and I don't even know, so this is partially speculation, but I do have a little bit of knowledge of it and experience with it. They are ruling in favor of the entity, the person or the company that puts the arbitration clause in the contract, because that's their repeat client.
That's right.
These arbitrators have conflicts of interest. They have all kinds of disgusting scumbag problems. So now we have this vaccine court. Tell us more about the vaccine court and the inner... I bet you this is the most corrupt thing going. I'll just bet you it is, and I know very little about it.
Like I said, I was getting way into too much detail, and I get so excited when I talk about this thing. I focused on the Oversight Committee on Government Reform back in 2012, and that's when I got really rolling on this thing. But go right back to the Homeland Security Act, and that was 2002. Bush signed that into law. We had the terrorists. We were looking for weapons of mass destruction. And I don't know, but maybe I'm wrong, and under the guise or the red herring of national security, vaccine manufacturers couldn't be sued. Now, I don't know what national security has to do with vaccinations and inoculations. Apparently, the government thinks it does. Was added as a rider in the 11th hour, and it got passed. What that determined, it reinforced with the Vaccine Injury Compensation Program and the National Childhood Vaccine Injury Act established. You could not sue a vaccine manufacturer, even in the event of injury or death, even as a result of willful negligence. In other words...
Unbelievable. So in other words, this can be like the Ford Pinto, right, in the 70s. Okay,
nice
so
car.
You're saying... willful, like they can willfully ruin people's health.
Yeah, and we can't sue them. That's right.
Got to be kidding me.
No, this is the absolute God honest truth.
How do you know this? I mean, come on.
Well,
it can't
fact.
Be that bad.
Oh, it's fact. It's absolute fact. You can get this information. Like I say, you're not going to get it. I spent, Jason, 10,000 hours doing a lot of research on this. Dad helped me. And I've got stuff right from the HSRA right in front of me here. Health Resources and Services Administration, and that's from the government. That's from the government. This is all public record. You know, when we talk about the Homeland Security Act, it was brought up by Kucinich in the Oversight Government Committee Reform, Kucinich. You know, he said, nobody knows where this rider came from. It came in the 11th hour, and for those of you congressmen knew, you have no idea where it came from. Nobody knows where this came from. And it kind of slipped right in, like the Monsanto's Protection Act, which was done in the same manner that gives Monsanto's carte blanche. And you can't really not deal with them because you can get sued. You know, they sort of force you to do business with them. And it is kind
of... Sounds like the mafia.
Yeah, well, it kind of is, but it's legal.
Yeah.
And there's really no accountability. That's another thing. This is all designed to protect the vaccine manufacturers. I hate to say it, but of course it goes to money. Everybody, of course, has their own interpretation of government and corruption, and it's been since the inception of time. But when we look at autism and we look at vaccinations and we look at injuries, you know, I could have made the book, like I said earlier, 1,000 pages, but who's going to read it? I wanted it to be something easy to read, full of facts, nothing but facts, and I look at both sides of the issues. I don't say this side is nuts and we're right. No, because they, you know, the other side brings up some valid points, and it's always on, the burden of proof remains on the other side who isn't established. And the thing is, you've got so many scientists that won't even back up a study or do or conduct a study because they're going to lose their license. The scientific community is not self-governing. You know, you've got powerful people like the Centers for Disease Control. They've got millions at their disposal. But, you know, when it comes to protection, yeah, these manufacturers, they've got it covered, and it's in writing. And I'll use the case of, like you mentioned, things are sealed. Hannah Pauling was a 7-year case, one of the first vaccine injuries. And she was awarded, they sealed the case. You can't see the records now. She was awarded an instant $1.5 million award and $500,000 a year for the rest of her life. She got 9 vaccines in one visit, MMR, measles, mumps, rubella, varicella, chickenpox, DTP, that's diphtheria, tetanus, and polio, and she got influenza, hemophilus influenza. She got 9 vaccines in one visit, and she turned into a terrible situation. Congressman Burton, who was chair for the Oversight Government Committee on Reform, he was in a position of high power. His son Christian experienced the exact same thing. There's scientific evidence to say, no, there's no supporting evidence that vaccines cause any problems. You got a lot more of that than you do the other. And again, for the reasons I mentioned, people just don't want to step out or say anything, or they lose their jobs.
This is absolute insanity. You know, our government is in bed with all these big corporations. Liberals think that Obama is their man and that, you know, going to defend the little guy, and nothing could be further from the truth. He's got all sorts of Monsanto people in his administration. Just wondering, I mean, when you compare this to other countries, like you look at the European Union, for example, John, would you say that the European Union takes better care of its people or worse? I mean, you know, you look around Europe and you think socialism hasn't done too well. Those economies are a disaster. Right. Virtually every country there is dying in at one degree or another. They have a terrible standard of living compared to Americans. But people on the left here would say, oh, well, let's be more like Europe. And in some ways, I'm wondering if they're right. I think mostly they're wrong, but I don't know. You know, it seems like these big companies have just taken over our government. It's ridiculous.
Well, it's not that they're taking over the government. It's that they have the clout and you have powerful lobbyists. But let me just talk about what you're saying here. Let's look at the bigger picture. Okay, maybe our country isn't all that great and we've got powerful interests controlling things.
The right question is compared to what, though?
Well, compared to what? Yeah. Okay, so our system is a lot of maybe crap, okay? But it's the best crap we've got at this point. We got to work with it. You know, there's things that are far worse in other countries. But there are other countries that have banned, you know, we talk about the GMO products. Other countries have simply banned these things. And other countries have simply banned amalgams, dental amalgams, which we talk about mercury, the content of mercury, the untold harm. I write about that in the book. You know, the International Association of Oral Medicine and Toxicology came out with a scathing report on that. And so that is all listed in the book. And I look at multinationals and I look at everything. And people say, well, this book isn't all about autism. And yeah, but it's a lot about autism, but it's how everything is interconnected to it and how there is harm from our current delivery system. I don't really come out and say vaccines are bad, although most of the people I talk to, you know, they're on one side of the fence or the other. And, you know, I have to say in defense, well, look at this now. But look at, I also look at the harm and injury. These vaccine injuries are not reported for the most part. The vaccine adverse reporting system, VARS, only 1 to 10% of all vaccine adverse injuries are reported to VARS. That's it, 1 to 10. And so we really don't have an idea of these vaccines harming us or what it is. And
yeah, wow.
Yeah, look at the bigger picture. So here we are and we got problems with everything. And then, you know, you go to Europe and you got bigger problems, you know. And I wouldn't trade my country. I wouldn't want to live anywhere else but here. It's the greatest country.
I agree. Listen, I think the U.S. is pretty great. I just think it's slipping.
Oh, it is. But you know what? And you know what? This is what you do. And this is why I like to be on talk shows with you and people like you, because it all has to come from grassroots effort. We actually have the largest employer in the nation is the government. It's getting out of control. They have more involvement in our lives, and that necessarily is not a good thing. Some people argue socialism, this, that, you know, whatever. You know, there's really only five people that run the country, as far as I'm concerned. I don't care who you put in the driver's seat.
Who are the five?
Well, you know, I'm going to not even go there because that's not the crux of the book. It's on autism, but maybe it's 50. But, you know, there's some powerful interest at stake here. And you go into a whole other realm of topics that have something to do with what we're talking about. And that's clearly evident based on the laws that have been established and the protections that have been put in place by the government for these multinational and biotech companies. So it's a very sticky situation, and just follow the trail of the money. Look at who has vested interest. And like me, I get nothing to talk to you. You know, I'm not rich. I get a dollar every time a book gets sold. And so I'm not going to be rich off of this. But I spent the last 2.5 years because my son's autistic. And you know what? I get people that send me emails all the time saying, yes, I want, how do I start an organization here? I've been donating to Autism Speaks, which, by the way, are not listed as an organization in my book because they have done absolutely not one good thing for any child or parent of an autistic child. So, you know, and I list these organizations that actually do help children and make a difference, you know, and there's 18 of them in the book. So there's answers in the book. There's, if you're having a child, you should read this book. You know, if you get vaccines, if you take a flu shot, you should read the book, you know. And so I cover a wide gamut of things. And of course, I look at just me and my son and how I got involved in this. So.
Yeah, really, really amazing. What can we do? I mean, doing things like what you did, writing the book, getting this the word out. Any action steps you want to share with our audience?
Oh, there's lots. Here's the thing. We really do have to educate ourselves, and we don't get informed consent to the degree that we should. You know, I mean, if we look at just the label inserts, which are required to be in vaccines, what's MR5 or MC5, MRC5? What is that? Do you know what that
knows.
Is?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I know it's aborted fetal cell lines. If anybody knew they had aborted fetal cell lines promoting abortions for all, you know, it's legal, yeah. Sure, but these things are used for insidious things, and they have deleterious effects on our body. That's proven by scientists. But we can educate ourselves, and, you know, we can spend 10,000 hours like I did in 2.5 years, which nobody's going to do, or you can just buy this book, and it'll direct you and send you where you need to go. I list PubMed studies in there, scientific studies, for both sides of the argument, and I let people decide. You know, I don't have to be sarcastic. Nick Bryant, by the way, is the editor, and Trine Day is the publisher of this book. And they take on things that nobody else will touch. You know, the publishing industry sucks. There's only 6 major companies that really run the show. And they are controlled by these mainstream group things, you know. And you're not going to get them to print anything that goes against the grain. If all you're doing is educating yourself through what you do watch on television, you're really doing yourself an injustice. And when we come to it, you know, it's about our children, okay? We should take care of our children equally and spend as much time educating ourselves on what goes into our children. Mandatorily determined by the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, which says you guys need 49 vaccinations before you're going into school and 69 before you're 18. Well, I don't know, but that's way too many. And why do we give babies hepatitis B vaccinations? That's a sexually transmitted disease. I've never known any 3-month-old or 6-month-old that goes out and has sex. So, I mean, we're really getting crazy here with this stuff. We're over-vaccinating our children. In many cases, we're killing them. Baby well visits, it's well documented. Many children have died as a result of their baby well visits and the shots they've received. There's many cases on record. And so these can be found, but you got to go look for them. You know, no one's going to come out and say these things can kill you, these things can hurt you, or you can get the flu shot and end up paralyzed. They downplay everything.
Yeah.
They accentuate the good things and downplay the things that can hurt us. And that's what I'm saying. What can we do? Inform ourselves. Take vested interest. Go to these sites that actually do help people, or, you know, look at both sides of the fence. Don't just take spoon-fed what is understood. We are fed the fact that we're crazy if we don't get a flu shot or we don't go along with everything we're told, and we're ostracized for that. We're spit on, we're laughed at, and we're called names, and I'm sorry, but years ago, doctors never used to wash their hands, and one guy came out, Semmelweis, and said, hey, listen, you guys, wash your hands. You're going from to delivery, right. And the mom's dying and the baby's dying. Right. And they thought he was nuts, you know, but he was right. He died penniless and in a mental institution. So there's countless numbers of scientists that get crucified when they stick to their guns because yep. they've got integrity and whatnot. And I list a few of them in the book. Some people say, well, these guys were nuts. They were bad. They did bad things. Yeah, but they were right. Okay, and there's other scientific evidence to support what they say as being the correct thing. So, yeah, we can do something. We can make sure our child, is he affected? Well, I list in the book exactly what the DSM-5, that's the Diagnostic Statistic Manual for Mental Disorders, clearly states. You can look at this and say, oh, my child's this, 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 and this, or, oh, thank God he's not this, but he's this and this. Let's get him some attention. This is what we need to do. Let's get him some ABA therapy. Let's check our insurance, what this will happen. Let's get him early dietary intervention, which is overlooked. Dr. Gosar in the OCGR 2012 thing that grilled the CDC, and they had no answer. He says, what are you doing about diet? Because at the root of all these illnesses, it's diet. And that's why we go back to GMOs, and that's why we go back to spending 4 hours in the grocery store to look for things. You can go right to the Institute for Responsible Technology, Jeffrey Smith, well-known, renowned, foremost authority on GMOs. He's got a non-GMO shoppingguide.com app for your smartphone. So you can look at that, and it'll give you all the derivatives of corn, soy, canola oil, alfalfa, pineapples from China, yellow neck squash, and give you all the derivatives of everything. And you can decide, well, I'll buy this, buy that, buy that. And right now, labeling isn't even enforced. It's being fought tooth and nail. And there's a tipping point, as Jeffrey mentions. And people have the right to make choices. And we don't get that. And we don't really take the initiative to do things. And it was brought to my attention. Maybe people just don't care.
Okay, so let's circle back to the evidence and the research, if we could, because we've got a little more time. And I want to make sure people hear a few more bullet points on why you think this is true. And I mean, you may well be right, of course. But there are people out there who are skeptical. They say the vaccines are fine. You know, there's no problem, that this is all just wacky conspiracy theory. So I want you to address that. Tell us about the evidence, if you would, a little bit more.
I'd be delighted. Let's look at what science is telling us. And yes, there's really a lot of scientific studies that support the fact that vaccines are absolutely fine for us. In fact, it was the previous Health and Human Service Secretary, Kathleen Sebelius, of course she lost her job for obvious reasons, you know, and she came out and said, we are not going to give any credibility to these people who say otherwise to the fact, she went and say, is vaccines are safe and effective. Well, that's the biggest lie ever told. They simply are not safe and effective. There's documentation that they're not safe and effective. And all scientific evidence or proofs or finding is based on anecdotal start. You know, if I bring my baby to the doctors and he receives certain vaccinations he's required to have at 3, 6, 9, 12 months of age, and he dies as a result, well, I might suspect the vaccine, even though a study tells me that there's no way he can get hurt. And so, you know, we can draw the line, we can make a correlation. But yes, there are scientific studies that had said, let's say, mercury or thimerosal, 49% 6 by weight mercury, is a known neurotoxin. Known studies say that this should not be ingested. And it does go from the mother to the baby and vice versa. You know, anything, we have nothing but poisons and toxins that go into these vaccines. We don't study combination or synergistic effects. We study one thing at a time. There's not enough controls and studies you can show me and scientific research you can show me, because I can make a study show you anything I want to if I control the study in the manner that I want to control it. I've seen some very poor studies that support vaccines cause autism and neurodevelopmental disorders. I've seen poor studies in that regard. And I've also seen some very dubious studies to the other side of the issue, too. We have to look and we have to say, well, what happened here? Who's saying this and why are they saying it? That got me wondering. And it all started from the hearing that I listened to. And that was the first hearing I had in 8 years. And again, going back to Congressman Burton, whose grandson was injured, he really took, he had the power. He was in the position. He had 9 oversight government reform committees. And he brought to the spotlight the thought that thimerosal was responsible. And the CDC, the best thing they could come up with in 2002, it was a midterm that stated, and she was a vaccine safety research executive for the FDA. She said, when questioned about this, Burton said, can you categorically say that these things, the mercury and vaccines, don't cause autism? And she went on record to say, we can neither accept or reject a cause relationship. And that's the best thing we've got. We can't accept it. That means there's a possibility. And if there's a possibility, there's reasonable doubt. And so I think we have to err on the side of caution. We have to see what's going into these vaccines. We can have our children's urine analyzed. We can see how they're acting. We can see what they're eating. And we can attenuate their situations. And there's therapies they can go through. But when we get to the science of it, it's there. I list a whole bunch of scientific studies in the book for and against and established laws. So to some people that's dry, but hey, you can't just make stuff up. You know, you gotta, the devil's in the details, as my editor Nick Bryant would say. And he's right. Writing this book was the hardest thing I ever did. And I could have made it more pages. And I could put a lot more studies in there. But it's a start for somebody to look at, wow, that was really done. That's what really found. This is what really resulted as a result of them putting this into that. The science is there. The science is there.
Interesting. So what do the detractors say, and how do you, scientists on the other side that say it's not there, how do you respond to that?
Well, you know, show me your science. Show me something that's not biased. Let me show you some of the science I have here. I don't think anybody can deny, and of course now we don't even have thimerosal in the vaccines as much as we did. And, you know, we're looking at, okay, we've broadened the definition. Well, no, we've constricted definition. In fact, there's no such thing as Asperger's disorder anymore. And that's really unfortunate in the new DSM-5 because they've constricted. It's harder to get an ASD diagnosis. And now you have children that are not getting the needed services they need, which they would have gotten under that definition, that fell under the amalgam of the disorders and the autism spectrum disorder. And so hundreds and thousands of children now get no services for the needed things they need and otherwise would get had they had a diagnosis that was covered in the autism spectrum disorder. You know, so I think you got to look at a lot of things. And okay, these things don't hurt us, and here's a piece of paper that says they don't. But take all the studies that say, okay, we've shown you 1,500 studies that say these things don't cause harm. There's no way they can. What we're doing is we're saying that's a nil hypothesis, which Oler and Oler wrote about in their book. There's not enough controls or studies, however you want to do them, that can justify that you can say, well, mercury doesn't cause, or thimerosal doesn't cause autism, or thimerosal or the vaccinations do not cause neurological disorders. Because you would have to show me every single study in every possible combination in every way that it doesn't. And it can't be done. The best you can do or best you can hope for is to disprove nil hypothesis. And that's been done many times. The Wright brothers were told they could never fly. Last time I checked, there were planes in the air.
So is there a reason that they need thimerosal and these other things in these vaccines? I mean, why do they need it?
Well, don't forget, there was a big government crackdown on the pharmaceutical industries. And, you know, the thing was, it's so much cheaper to use thimerosal as preservative. And that's got a shaky history in and of itself. But yeah, it's a preservative. It's necessary, especially when
you're trying. So literally, could the vaccine be just as effective as it's supposed to be without the harmful stuff?
Yes. Yes, it can.
How much more would it cost?
Well, yeah, we're talking pennies. If we did single dose vials, which Wakefield recommended, and the government unilaterally withdrew their importation license once he stated that. And then it threatens income for these companies.
I know, but it seems like, you know, because there's this movement of people out there who are concerned about these vaccines.
Yeah.
Wouldn't the companies that make them just spend, you say it's pennies. I mean,
pennies. Multiply that times millions and millions.
But you could pass that through to the consumer. No one would notice if it was a couple extra pennies. You know what I mean?
You would think that's the case, but it certainly isn't. As of yet, they haven't really found an alternative that's viable that they want to look at and spend the money to do it. I mean, even to just bring one drug to the market costs millions and millions of dollars. And that's another thing. We look at the Prescription Drug User Fee Act, and the fifth version of that was signed into law by our President Obama, and that brought drugs to the market, which the drug companies paid exorbitant fees to the FDA, who approves the drugs or not. So it's like the fox watching the chicken.
Of course it is. That's the problem with big government. They're always in bed.
The vaccines go through the same process, as the FDA does. So, you know, we're talking about billions of dollars to just bring one new drug to market. And a lot of these drugs are completely ineffective, yet they're pushed down our throats. And, you know, and it's all in the name of, really, it's about vaccinating every man, woman on the planet, every man, woman, and child. That's the true agenda.
Well, what's the agenda for? Is it to make them sick agenda? Is it to make the money off of the vaccination?
Well, I think money's part of it. I think it's, again, you're looking at a control issue, and we're taking away our basic civil rights. You know, our amendments are violated on a daily basis. You know, look at we're doing away with the Second and Fourth Amendment already. But let's simply look at the choices we live in. Last time I checked, this was a free country.
Right, but that's not answering the exact question. And what I'm saying with that is, what is the agenda of the companies doing it? Is it just simply a profit motive to make the money, or is there something else? Because I tell you, if I were in their shoes, I would spend a couple of extra pennies. Now, granted, I might not do that if they're really disgusting. They might not, I don't want to say me, because I know what I would do. I would do the right thing. But, you know, they might not do it if nobody knew, right? Kind of like the Ford Pinto thing,
okay,
right?
So now, here we go. For years, we've been putting this stuff into vaccines, okay? And now we're saying they don't hurt us, but now we're taking them out. Well, now we're taking something out, so we're kind of saying we were doing the wrong thing all along. Mm-hmm. That can open up a can of worms, and it could put them in a far greater liability than simply losing a couple pennies. So let's just keep doing it. If there's science to say they're fine, what's the difference? You know, is it money? I think it is. I think it is. Is it, you know, trying to wipe out people on the planet? Well, geez, I don't know about that one. But, you know, it's funny that Bill Gates and Melinda Gates Foundation with Gavi had a polio campaign, and he's a known eugenicist, and they paralyzed.
And of course, you caught Bill Gates' TED speech where he made
that mistake. Oh, who
hasn't? Who hasn't? That was scary.
I think that was kind of taken out of context. I mean, we can look at one clip and say the guy's a bad cookie. But, you know, he's done more good for more organizations than anybody I know on the planet. And he's actually funding things that are good for vaccines, where they're coming up with a lettuce that you can eat to take your vaccination. I heard something on Popular Science where they're coming out with Band-Aids you can put on that are devoid of all these toxins that go in. And so I believe that there can be good. We have an archaic delivery system at this point, and we are doing far more harm than how effective it is with some of these things than we are doing good. And I think that's really what we need to look at. And again, let's go back to autism. I think there is a correlation. I think there's a direct correlation, as I mentioned, because it's not even so much thimerosal is now is one scientist who's criticized and lambasted, and she can't even get a publication in New England Journal of Medicine because she's so controversial, Dr. Teresa Dicer. She looks at aborted fetal cell lines and the introduction of these vaccines and birth year change points that say that's why we have this proliferation of autism. We did away with the mercury cysts. That's not innocuous, but how come the rate still keeps going up? And everybody looks at that, and a lot of people look at that and say, well, that's impossible. And especially this concept of what she gets to, and not to get too scientific, like gene therapy, you know, when we replace a mutated gene with a therapeutic gene, it's called insertional mutagenesis. Big fancy word for gene therapy. And scientists had determined that, you know, the chance of these severe immune deficiency kids, the bubble boys, would never get leukemia as a result. Well, four of them did out of nine. And they said there was a 10 to the negative 16th chance that these kids would get leukemia. And it was actually four out of nine. That's 44%. I don't even know what 10 to the negative 16 power is. I don't even know what that is, but it's bigger than the national deficit. But 44%. So there was a little miscalculation of numbers at that point. And so is it genetics? Well, that's completely impossible. Is it broadening of the definition? Absolutely not. Are we just making better awareness of it? I believe we are. But something can be said to the fact that there's simply more of these autistic children in existence than ever before. And I believe that's a far more plausible argument than the fact that we're doing all these things.
It's got to be something.
What it is, it's something we're doing to our children environmentally to cause them. And we have so many things we do our kids that other countries don't do, especially when we talk about our recommended vaccination schedule. Ours is far more exceedant than any other country on the planet. And we have far more problems than any other country on the planet.
Yeah.
Our healthcare system rates 34 out of whatever. And so, yes, you know, there's a lot of things to look at.
Yeah, and there definitely is.
Is it about money?
How can people reach you? How can they get the book? Tell them where they can get from.
Well, you know, first of all, the book's published by Trine Day. You can look at Trine Day, or you can go to Amazon. Kindle, it's $9.95 through Kindle, $19.95 through Trine Day. Or you can simply email me if you want a personal autograph copy. I correspond with people all over the country. That's basically my name. It's jon.e.mica@isp.com. john.e.mica@isp.com. And yes, I will send you a book, and there's no shipping on that. It's personally autographed. And you can also correspond with me because there's so much information we'll never cover. Yeah. I can send you links, PubMed studies, all that.
Fantastic. Well, John Mica, thank you so much for joining us. And this is obviously a very important issue. So the debate will continue, but it's good that there's someone getting the word out, because I'll just bet you we let a few years pass and more and more is going to come to light. You know, they can't hide this stuff forever. It's reminds us all of the cigarette companies saying tobacco was good for us.
Yeah, it wasn't. Hey, the last thing
I'll leave nicotine, you with
is,
I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. Last thing I'll leave you with is one scientist said that the way things are going now, by 2020, one out of every two children will be autistic. There's a passing thought for you. It needs to be addressed. We got to look at it.
That's amazing. What a scary thought. 2020. Wow, that's just unbelievable. All right, John Mica, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.